What you need to know on the go with Sam Walker on the all-new News Talk 92.3 WZPR.
And we go to the WZPR Breaking News Hotline. Joining us now is Barbara Davidson. She is the Executive Director of the DARE Education Foundation. Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, and of course, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So I know tomorrow a lot of charities and nonprofits are concentrating on Giving Tuesday, and your group is doing that. But obviously, the DARE Educational Foundation's work this year has been something of a very different challenge since March. I'm sure that has been the case, hasn't it?
It has. In some ways, I've been describing it like our work on hyperdrive. Our teachers and our students and schools need resources now more than ever.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and with, of course, now that Deer County Schools went back to virtual learning after doing a short term with in-person instruction, doing so with the virtual learning through the end of the semester and into January, that's created some unique challenges as well, not only for the schools themselves, the students, the teachers, parents, everybody. And that's something that your organization has been trying to help assist with.
It sure has. And I think some of what we do is we listen to teachers and schools and students to say, what are your needs, and then respond accordingly. And so we have grant opportunities where teachers can tell us directly, here's what I need. So, for example, a third grade teacher at Hatteras Elementary said, I need new outdoor seats for a classroom so that I can take my class outside to learn when we're back in person. We had some middle school teachers that needed a digital microscope so that they could teach online but actually show students what they'd be looking at in a microscope in the classroom. So teachers really know what their needs are, and DARE Education Foundation listens to those needs. But we also listen to the district, who has changing needs too. And what they're seeing across our schools is that students are falling behind. When they're not in person with those teachers, some of them don't manage to log into their classes as regularly or to follow up on their assignments. And there's a large achievement gap that's being created in our county right now. So we're really focused right now on raising funds so that we can respond to that crisis that's going to emerge as this pandemic hopefully winds down.
Now, how are some of the ways folks can make contributions, especially with Giving Tuesday scheduled for tomorrow?
So we have a great website, dareeducationfoundation.org. You can donate directly there. Facebook's actually matching donations made tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. So on Giving Tuesday, if you go to Facebook, donate there as well. We have DARE Education Foundation is easy to find there as well.
One of the things that benefits the DARE Education Foundation, at the same time the pandemic's had an effect on the work you do, but at the same time the fundraising, one of those being the Outer Banks Marathon, a lot of other events that haven't been able to take place or have had to go virtual. How have you been able to make up the difference in trying to do what you do with the challenges that this has presented?
You know, it has been an incredibly challenging time for nonprofits in general and for us as well. We have lost revenue we have a big derby party that we do at the Elizabethan Gardens that we were able to do in a remote form. So we've had to change the way events happen. But obviously the amount earned on those events isn't the same. And so we're really asking the community to help us fill that gap today. We are lucky in that we do provide affordable housing to our teacher community. And some of that rent goes to pay for our expenses so that when you do make a donation, all of that money, we're directly able to go to schools because our infrastructure is supported through our housing program.
Now, the housing program, something very unique to DARE County. At the same time, we've seen a couple of other counties try to do this, but DARE County seems to be the only one that's really had the biggest success with this. I know the county has played at the DARE County government, DARE County commissioners, the Board of Education. So many different agencies around the state have helped with this, and that has really been a success that you guys are pretty proud of.
Absolutely. I think what we know is it's really hard to get the quality teachers that our students deserve if we're just focused on such a small community that we have here. So having that landing spot for a teacher that our schools want to hire is really critical. It's also helped establish new programs that we wouldn't necessarily be able to do, like the Spanish Language Immersion Program, where there's not a lot of local candidates for some of those teaching positions where they need to be bilingual and a qualified teacher. So the housing program's been critical as a success for some new initiatives too.
Now, some of the other programs that you've been able to fund, even with the fact that you've had to focus so much on the relief efforts and helping students and teachers react to the changes that have happened, Dare Education Foundation still been able to do a lot of things that you had already scheduled to do. Some of those projects, what were some of those projects you've been able to do this year?
So we have still been focused on getting our grants to our schools. That's been a huge part of our focus. We've also traditionally always done supplies. Staples, our local Staples store, has been a great partner in doing donations of school supplies, and we worked with them again this year, as well as with Food for Thought to make sure that the supplies got to the students in most need in our community, and got school supplies when our students did reopen. There was a different level of need this year because students could no longer share a pencil in the classroom when they needed it. Every student really needed to come prepared with everything they needed for the school day. So we worked to kind of fill that gap. Of course, we didn't get to stay in that mode, but the work continues. Our teachers are still focused on getting their national board certification exams, and we fund that as well as their renewals. We also fund professional development, and while the needs for that have changed, there's still conferences that our teachers are able to attend remotely. And in some ways, what their needs are even greater because they're learning to teach in a new context this year. So we're eager to continue doing all of that work that we've always done. But like I said, it's on hyperdrive this year.
Barbara Davidson with the Dare Educational Foundation here on OBX Today at News Talk 92.3 WZPR. One thing we found with the nonprofits here on the Outer Banks, for the most part, you guys work together so well because even though you have different mission statements, different missions, at the same time, everyone's kind of all in this together. You mentioned Food for Thought. You mentioned so many others, but that seems to be the trend here with the nonprofits that do different work in different areas, but you guys dovetail and fold over your operations, are able to help each other out in so many different ways.
Absolutely. I think we're all united in having a strong Outer Banks community, and it really shows through that collaboration. And that's also what's made our housing program successful. It never would have happened if it was just Dare Education Foundation saying, oh, you know, teacher housing would be nice. No, it took the entire community coming together to address a need. I think there's not a nonprofit out there in the world that would say, I want to exist forever. We actually would love it if you, as a community, joined together and solved the issues that we're working to solve. We want to have the best educational system in North Carolina and in the United States and potentially in the world to be a model for what quality education can look like. So, you know, donate today and help us do that. And I think that to do that, you can't do it in isolation. It does take the whole community coming together.
At the same time, your group has become a model for not just here locally, but around the state. Are there some examples you can give of how you've been able to help other places that have started foundations since Dare Educational Foundation was formed, or are assisting each other with ideas and concepts and things like that?
Absolutely. I think that spirit of collaboration extends beyond just the Outer Banks into a broader circle. There's been a lot of research that's focused on our teacher housing in particular, but I think also as a model for how a foundation can work well with a school district to meet needs. There's not all education foundations out there have such a close relationship. We partner directly with Dare County Schools, and Dr. Farley actually is a ex officio member of our board and helps guide that, and David Twitty, who's our board appointee from the Board of Education, are both so critical in helping to shape kind of where we're going and what the needs are of the district. And our board is there to kind of help fill and shape the programs around that understanding.
Now, with Giving Tuesday tomorrow, just one opportunity for people to give. Something that we've talked with Lorelai Costa with at Outer Banks Community Foundation is the long-term giving, the way that people can fund things. Dare Educational Foundation, one of those that people can do if they're into establishing a fund themselves, that you guys are one of those groups that can do that, that can take investments that people make and turn those around into donations for your organization.
That's absolutely right. We have several different ways that you can give, and endowed giving is really great for people that are thinking about their legacy, what's left behind. It's a way to give maybe a more major gift as well that's secured and can help reinvest into the community. You can do that directly through the Outer Banks Community Foundation or reach out to me through Dare Education Foundation, and I can help with that. We also take donations of stock, and that's a really interesting tax option for a lot of people who are thinking about giving.
The donations as well, not just monetary, but you, like you said, just getting pencils to every student, because they can't share a pencil when they're, you know, not do it when they're having to do virtual learning. I know that is especially a huge thing at the beginning of the school year, but that's something that goes on throughout the year that you need.
Absolutely. I think if someone is interested in helping with some sort of material good, you know, we are a one-person team. We have a working board, so we're not typically taking a lot of small items, like don't clear out your desk drawer for us today. But, you know, money donation is always the best because we do need to have large amounts of uniform new items for students. So it can be a challenge to accept that kind of in-kind donation, but not to say that we're not open to it.
Right. It's always talked about, you know, like when we get a hurricane, people say, oh, I want to send clothes, I want to send product, but money's the best way, it seems, because those of us on the ground, those of you on the ground, face-to-face with these kids, face-to-face in these organizations, know exactly where that money needs to go and what exactly you need, and just some random, a case of water or a box of pencils, it's a lot easier for you to be able to take the money and focus it in the exact location that you need it.
Yes, and I'd say any dollar amount helps, whether that be a dollar or $5 or $10 or $100. It all matters to us because it's about showing support. It's about our community coming together to say, I value Dare Education Foundation and the work you're doing, and that matters more than any amount. Really, when we can show 100% support for the ideas that teachers' ideas matter, that our students matter, and that we care for them, then that shows strength in our community.
Barbara Davidson with the Dare Educational Foundation, our guest here on OBX Today at News Talk 92.3 WZPR. So how can folks give on Giving Tuesday?
So you can go online at dareeducationfoundation.org or go to Facebook for Dare Education Foundation. And Facebook's actually matching donations dollar for dollar tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. So that's a great way to give and double your amount. So if you only are donating a small amount, I recommend that.
In fact, I'm on your Facebook page right now, and we got that up on the Facebook Live video feed. You're halfway to your goal already. That's pretty cool.
And that's just my personal fundraiser. Uh-huh. And I encourage all of our listeners, if you want to set up your own fundraiser for Dare Education Foundation, you can do that as well. We'll be launching our organization fundraiser today, but you can already donate directly through our page.
Yeah, I see. I mean, there's several people who have set those up. Sherry Thorpe and Becky Strickland, they set these up, and they've already either hit their goals or right at the edge of their goals. It sounds like that you guys hopefully we'll have a very, very good Giving Tuesday. How can folks, you said the website, but I know there's other ways that folks can get information just about the Dare Education Foundation as a whole.
You sure can. The best way to start is through our website. You're also always welcome to give me a call. I'll give out my number. It's 252-255-5545. My email is available on the website. From the website, you can also sign up for our email newsletters. We'll be sending out some exciting updates on our fall grants to teachers. You can get a full rundown on kind of the range of things that we're funding in schools. And there's some of our more recent printed material is also available and some video material on our organization. So however you like to engage, you can do that through our website as a starting place and kind of get to where you need to be.
Barbara Davidson with the Dare Educational Foundation. Thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck with Giving Tuesday, and stay in touch. Let us know anytime the phone line's open. Give us a call. Be glad to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much. This has just been so lovely. I've been only in the Outer Banks since September, and this show has been a great intro to a lot of local nonprofits. So thanks for having me.
Of course, and glad to hear that.